This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you. Let me make sure I got the right. Let's get that right there. Then let's take it right there. This portion of the show is brought to you tonight by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stocks, these are a rejuvenation of your weapon. If you have a rifle of some sort of bolt gun, a semi-automatic gun, a magazine-fed gun, and you've had it for years and it just doesn't seem like it shoots or feels as good as it does, think about changing the geometry of the stock by replacing it with a Boyd's gun stock. Try it. You might like it. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Now, found some stuff out. Found out that in 2017, the vast majority of people killed by police in 2017 were armed. They killed 987 people in 2017, and only 68 of them were unarmed, according to a Friday report from the Washington Post. And this report follows years of protests against police for allegedly misusing deadly force since the 2014 death of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Black males accounted for 19 of the 68 unarmed deaths, a figure that has been nearly cut in half since the 2015 total of 36. White males accounted for the largest number of armed people who were killed at 330, and 160 armed black males were killed. So more white people who were armed were killed than black people, armed or unarmed, combined. Jeff Alpert, a criminologist at the University of South Carolina, told the Post, "The numbers indicate that this is not a trend, but a robust measure of these shootings. We now have information on almost 3,000 shootings, and we can start looking to provide the public with better understanding of fatal officer-involved shootings." The Post started gathering data in 2015 using police and media reports to verify authenticity. The paper has logged 2,945 shootings since the program began. The 987 total in 2017 mirrors the 2016 total of 963. The number of those killed while armed with guns or knives, 735, remained virtually identical to the 2016 total of 734. Nearly 25% of those killed were also said to be suffering from some sort of mental instability at the time of their deaths, according to the report, but nearly 90% of them were armed with weapons varying from firearms to a pitchfork. The youngest person to be killed was 14-year-old Jason Pirro from the Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa. Pirro called police in November to report a man with a knife, but gave a description of himself. When police arrived, Pirro, holding a knife, charged them and was shot and killed. The oldest person to be killed was 90-year-old Frank Rotney of Pennsylvania in March. Rotney was killed by a police officer responding to a neighbor's 911 call, claiming Rotney had fired a gun at her. Rotney was armed and approached the police when they shot him. What does this tell us? Well, first of all, it should tell us a lot of things. if the police only killed 987 people, that's a very small minority of America. No matter what color they were. No matter whether they were armed or not. I don't know what the figure would be. It's a blip. It is a blip on the screen. Now, excuse me. Where is the bloodthirstiness? There's 920,000 sworn police officers with guns and badges in the United States, state, local, federal. Not all of them, of course, are in the street. And if you look at the law of averages, most of your municipalities and sheriff's departments work on shifts. So you can take that number and pare it down by a third at any given time because the other two-thirds are not working at that particular moment. So still, what's left is 300,000 people on the street doing the job that are not all street cops, of course. And out of all of them, all the time, 987 people killed in 2017 in law enforcement. Hardly the bloodthirsty hit teams that I keep hearing about. Yes, I can go to YouTube and I can find all kinds of police malfeasance. I sure can. I can find all of that stuff. Sometimes, though, some of that stuff that I see now, and you got to watch it. And when I say when you got to watch it, not that you have to be careful, that you actually have to watch. Don't look at the description of the YouTube video. It was there to get you to watch the YouTube video. But then once you watch the YouTube video, you might find it's a little bit different from what you actually see. I've seen plenty of videos where it'll start out as police brutality during a routine traffic stop. And it'll be one of these things where the guy, I've seen one, and you've probably seen it too. It's hilarious until they tase him. Dude says, is it illegal to speed? And the cop says, well, yes, it is. And he says, are you detaining me? Do you have the authority to detain me? Yes, I do. Is speeding a crime? Yes, it is. Can you prove I was driving? Yes, sir, I can. I watched you drive. I wasn't driving. I was traveling. And this goes on and on and on until the cop grabs the window and breaks the window and opens the door. The driver had the window cracked just enough to be able to be heard by the cop. Cop just tore that out of the way, and they had to tase the guy to get him out of the car. And listen, that cop, that video is a fairly long video. It's this back and forth went on for quite some time until the cop tore that window tore the window out of the car. And should I be laughing about that? I don't know. I just get a kick out of this idea that cops are somehow or other evil. They're corrupted by the badge and the gun. When in fact, some of them are the ones I know are some of the most down to earth. I don't know everything they do. I don't know everything they've been into. But what I see and the way I see them conduct themselves, I got no issues with that. Nobody should have any issues with that. So that's the part that I get a kick out of, just considering some of it. And oh, goodness gracious. So that's what I've, 987 people killed. 68 of them were unarmed. And unarmed, listen, unarmed does not mean not dangerous. Unarmed means that you didn't have anything in your hands. Your hands can be very deadly, and more people get beaten to death by hands and feet than get shot by any kind of rifle in the United States today. Yeah. I have heard some of these gun grabbers get out there and say, unless you have a gun, you're unarmed. Well, and somebody asked, Chris Matthews, the perv that will not get nobody will go after. He asked somebody and said, so you're saying somebody coming at you with an axe handle is unarmed? And the gun grabber looked at him with a straight face and said, yeah, unarmed. Takes all kinds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
German legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gunstocks, these are, the gun, the stock is the interface between you and the gun. It's what you feel. It's the measure of, and the stock has a lot to do with how that gun handles and how it feels to you, that recoil. So a hardwood stock contoured the way they make them. There's no stocks waiting there for you to order. They're all cut to order. You call them, you order that, or, you order online, whatever it is. And then when you get it, it's fresh. This has not been sitting, waiting to set up and everything, getting dry and wearing out. This is a fresh piece of furniture to put on your weapon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I've got one I'm getting ready to install here. I mean, it's going to be epic when I finally get to put it on anyway. Waiting on a piece to get here so I can. All right. Natural disasters, in 2017, natural disasters here did $330 billion worth of damage, mostly due to hurricanes smashing into the U.S. Last year was the second costliest year for disasters since 2011, according to the reinsurance industry. Insurers will pay out $135 billion for natural disasters, according to Munich Re, the most on record. Most of the monetary damages came from hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, which hit the U.S. and Caribbean islands in the fall. Hurricanes did $215 billion in damage. These costs of the natural disasters, including hurricanes, fires, and earthquakes, has grown over time, taking into account inflation and economic growth. Actually shows disaster costs have been trending down since 1990. But this, according to research from the University of Colorado's Dr. Roger Pelkey, Jr., who spent years studying why natural disaster spending has increased despite no apparent trends in extreme weather. He's pushing back against claims made by politicians and activists that global warming is making natural disasters more frequent, thus pushing up disaster costs. But Pelkey's work and the work of others shows this is not the case. Munich Re released their 2017 disaster numbers, and he looked at them and said, most important caveat, don't use disasters to argue about trends in climate. Now, the global economy has grown since the 1990s. Hurricane Harvey, for example, was the costliest natural disaster of 2017, inflicting $85 billion when it struck in late August. Harvey dumped record rainfall for several days over the greater Houston area. But Harvey's price tag would have been much smaller had it hit, say, in 1960, when Houston's population was 60% less than it is today. Fewer buildings, roads, and infrastructure mean the same storm can do less damage. That's not all, though. Pelkey has noted that even without development, inflation also makes it seem like there are more $1 billion disasters today than there were in past decades. But we've gotten better at detecting extreme weather, including through the use of satellites. Activists like to argue that increased disaster costs and disaster declarations show how extreme weather is becoming more extreme and intense due to man-made global warming. But climate assessments say there's no evidence of increasing trends in extremes. Pelkey wrote in his blog, the most important caveat, don't use disasters to argue about trends in climate. Trends in the incidence of extreme weather help to explain the graph that has experienced a long stretch of good fortune. So basically what he's saying is that, back in the day, adjusted for inflation, of course, but back in the day, things were not as big as they are today. They weren't as spread out. There weren't as many people living there. So it would have been cheaper there anyway. And I guess, is it possible that the climate alarmists are out there not even factoring in when they're out there, because they're just wanting to use the raw data where they say, well, costs of disasters have gone up. Well, costs of coffee tables have gone up, too. Are they trying to say that there has been no inflation over time and that everything has remained static from the 90s and the 60s and every other time since we've been measuring this stuff, and that therefore, because the costs have gone up, that means that there is more extreme weather? Now, see, I saw a movie one time called The Day After Tomorrow. You may have seen it, too. It's got Dennis Quaid in it, and I can't remember the kid's name that's in it to save my life. But anyway, this was a movie where a climate, well, sort of like the bomb cyclone that we're having now, a low-pressure cold system coming through the United States, freezing everything in its path. And first we have gigantic man-made tsunamis that swallow everything in their path. And then we have ships coming down the middle of Main Street, New York. And then we have just a flash freeze that freezes the whole entire upper half of the North American continent. That's the kind of alarmists that, you know, they want you to be afraid of that. Now, right now, we have the bomb cyclone going off. How many of you have had your water pipes freeze? I've had that happen twice. And I had to go, we started this, we were without heat for about 7 days here in this house. So I felt it. I have felt every bit of it. And, I mean, it's unseasonably cool. But I've experienced this before. I experienced this in Europe back in the 80s. So, I mean, this is nothing new. It's new here. It's cold here. But it's not anything new. I mean, I've experienced, you know, it's down in teens, 10, something like that. I don't know. Not as bad as everybody makes it. But this is the kind of thing, this is the actual thing that we got versus the day after tomorrow, which was supposedly the same sort of storm system. So we're trying to use the cash register receipt as an indicator that extreme weather is on the rise. This is interesting stuff these days. They want so much to control you that they'll lie right to your teeth if they have a PhD in front of their name. And you're supposed to believe that. You're supposed to believe it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Boyd's gun stock that I have going on the Gunsight Scout rifle is called the At One gun stock. And I don't know why they call it the At One, but what it is this is adjustable in two different ways. It can adjust for the pull on the buttstock and for your cheek weld. It has a cheek riser. And for the Gunsight Scout rifle, that is the perfect stock. Changes the geometry, it changes the feel. It adds a little bit to the weight. For people that are gun sight purists, scout rifle purists, they have this thing about making weight with the gun, and that comes in at about 7.5 pounds. So, like when you start adding a little bit heavier stock and you add like an optic, you might not be making weight, but nonetheless, it is still a thing to behold. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I will be at their booth at SHOT Show a lot of the time at SHOT Show. So if you want to come check them out, and I will be happy to show you around and let you see what I know about them. And then maybe we'll, who knows what we'll do after that. I have no idea. Single payer, my favorite thing. Single payer is a fancy way of saying slavery. Ask the parents of Charlie Gard. Recently, Britain's National Health Services, which is hailed as the model of functioning socialized health care, government bureaucrats there were proposing a suspension of certain surgeries for smokers and obese patients. Why? Why, to alleviate funding crises via an extreme government rationing scheme under which NHS will ban patients from surgery indefinitely unless they lose weight or quit smoking. This proposal was to build off of similar regional cuts that have already been implemented. A number of areas have introduced delays for such patients, with some told operations will be put back for months, during which time they're expected to try to lose weight or stop smoking. That was in October. How are things across the pond today? Well, let's look. First of all, every hospital in the country has been ordered to cancel all non-urgent surgery until at least February. And that's going to result in about 50,000 operations being axed, followed claims by senior doctors that patients were being treated in third world conditions as hospital chief executives warned of the worst winter crisis for three decades. Hospitals are reporting growing chaos, with a spike in winter flu leaving frail patients facing 12-hour waits and some units running out of corridor space. Sir Bruce Keeg, medical director, on Tuesday ordered NHS Trust to stop taking all but the most urgent cases, closing outpatient clinics for weeks, as well as canceling about 50,000 planned operations. Trusts have also been told they can abandon efforts to house male and female patients in separate wards in an effort to protect basic safety as services become overwhelmed. By Tuesday night, 12 NHS trusts, including two ambulance services covering almost 9 million people, had declared they had reached the maximum state of emergency. East of England Ambulance Service, also at maximum capacity, said some patients were being sent taxis to get them to the hospital, with paramedics stuck in ambulances queuing at hospitals for more than 500 hours. 500 hours in the last 4 days. A number of NHS Trust executives described the pressure as relentless, with several on Tuesday saying they'd never seen such pressure during 30 years in the health service. But now, you know, they're saying things are terrible now, but they're fearful the next few weeks will be horrendous. So there's been a nationwide ban on all non-urgent medical care until at least next month, with overcrowded state hospitals leaving sick and elderly patients in hallways and treatment in some areas deteriorating to third world levels. This is single payer healthcare operating in an advanced Western nation that has had their system in place for decades, revealing how fundamentally flawed single payer actually is. Oh, goodness gracious. And that disaster is exactly what Bernie Sanders and a bevy of Democratic presidential hopefuls have in mind for me and you. Despite the stunning fiscal realities that have blocked far-left states like Vermont and California from implementing their own little statewide universal health care fantasy, it's easier to be a sanctuary state because that doesn't cost as much. And that would double their entire budgets for each state, offering absolutely no viable plan to make up those extraordinary funding gaps. The Bernie Warren wing of the Democratic Party looks at these cautionary tales and responds, "Full speed ahead, let's impose that upon the whole country." And how would they even start to fund this? Well, they're not going to be able to do it now. They would have to have a massive across-the-board tax increase on the middle class and working Americans. And that's according to the chairman of their own party. Well, let's get away from here and let's go back to Britain and this harrowing statistic paired with the real-life example of the impact. More than 1 in 8 patients rushed to hospital in an ambulance this winter has faced a delay of more than 30 minutes on arrival. That means people are dying. That means people are dying. When I had my heart attack 3 years ago, it'll be 3 years ago, what is today? In 7 days. 3 years ago in 7 days. A week from today. When I had my heart attack, when I hit the emergency room, I said I was having chest pain and somebody hit me in the back with a wheelchair. And they rolled me back there and immediately took me to, started hooking me up. And they saved my life. Now, patients are meant in this system to be handed over to staff within 15 minutes. But more than 75,000 have had to wait at least twice as long as that in England. Some of the worst waits have lasted up to 5 hours. Doctors warned the delays put patients at risk. I'm sure that people died. Leah Butler-Smith was with her mother, who was having a stroke, when she was caught in a queue in a lineup outside of the Broomfield Hospital in Essex this past week. It was 5 hours until she was seen by a doctor. She found the whole experience of her mother having the stroke and not being able to see a doctor for 5 hours to be quite scary. We weren't moving. We weren't going anywhere. Her mom kept falling in and out of consciousness while her sister and she tried to keep her spirits up. They don't know what the delay had had on her mother's health. The staff are doing all they can. They just aren't the funds for the beds. If the liberal Democrats were to have their way, these scenes would play out across our country after 156 million Americans are forcibly uprooted from their existing health care plans and dumped into the mandatory government system. And see, this is them deciding for you how you get seen, when you get seen, and how much care you can get. That's single payer. That's slavery. That's a death panel. But you can just call it single payer. And, you know, anytime somebody thinks the government is really good at running anything, just look at the post office. You know, just take a look at that one. Let me know how that works out for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Firing line. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Alice in Chains, yeah. Sing it, Lane Staley. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah. Indeed. I'm just waiting on one piece to get to me. I need one piece. And this will be a little interesting object lesson with the scout rifle because of what we went through with this. But Boyd's helped me solve the issue. There was an issue with the one I had and adapting the Boyd stock to it. Ruger did a little redesign without telling anybody. And to their credit, they helped me resolve that issue. And that's all I was looking for, to make that gun whole. Boyd's Gun Stocks. Check them out. Republicans have begun the critical work of adapting our legal and tax system to a new reality. And that's the untold story of tax reform. This is a boon for freelancers and contractors and the 24 million workers who participate in the gig economy. So next year, the Uber drivers and the web designers and the contract janitors will see large reductions in their taxable income, leaving them more money to spend taking care of their families or reinvest in their businesses. Contrary to the hashtag resistance memes, these aren't big corporations or the rich taking advantage of the new pass-through loophole. These are the smallest of small businesses, sole proprietors, married couples, and contractors. That's exactly what I am. Genesis Communications does not pay me. My sponsors pay me. I'm a contractor with Genesis Communications, and, you know, we have an agreement, but nobody pays me to do it. And so this works well for me. And you know what? Sole proprietors, married couples, and contractors are more than worthy of a little extra at the end of the month. professionally, I am both a videographer and a broadcaster. And I spend a lot of my time with other people, freelancers, artists, and creatives. During the tax reform debate, most of the people in my orbit, but not necessarily in my profession, accepted the atrocious mainstream media coverage about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act as gospel. In three typical headlines, Vox called the tax bill the wholesale looting of America. Newsweek labeled it middle class America's final death knell, and U.S. News and World Report predicted it would be the 21st century version of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which was morally equivalent to allowing slavery to expand and propelling the nation towards civil war. Just imagine the good people of Malibu and Greenwich taking up arms to forcibly reclaim their salt deductions. They did such a fine job on the fake news media. They actually persuaded the vast majority of Americans of a total fiction. According to an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, more than 80% of American voters believe they will not get a tax cut as a result of the legislation. The reality is a near-perfect inverse. According to the Tax Policy Center, 80% of households will see a tax cut, while only 5% of households, mostly led by wealthy professionals in high-tax states, will see a tax increase. And it's not necessarily a tax increase, they just won't be able to deduct certain things. Families, contractors, and small business people will see a significant tax cut through the doubled standard deduction, the expanded child tax credit, and the new 20% pass-through deduction. So for somebody like, you know, an Uber driver in a big city like New York, or a Lyft driver, or Postmates, or any of these things where you have an application. My son, for example, delivers groceries with something I think they call Shipt. One of my sons does that. And he's going to get a tax cut. He's going to get keep more of his money. What's wrong with that? That's a splendid idea. And I would love to know. I would love to know if this was actually by design or if this is actually just a really nice accident that happened. I'm thinking that some of my freelancer friends, this is not going to be bad for their personal finances. And I've tried to, you know, show them some of the calculations that are out there, despite what they hear on NPR and the New York Times. And, you know, I wonder why. I've always wondered why they have New York Times at Starbucks. But this law is actually going to shake out quite well for them. A single freelance photographer in Seattle making $60,000 a year will save $4,000 next year. A married couple with one child and an interior design business making $90,000 a year will save $4,500. For working artists, $300 or $400 a month in additional income is no trivial matter. That's 4 weeks of grocery bills, the rent for a studio space or an after-school program for the kids per month. Whether they intended to or not, congressional Republicans have begun the critical work of adapting our legal and tax system to the gig economy. And that's important. That's the thing, you know, while Cuomo is out there calling this, that, and the other, what he's not pointing out is that he does have some people in New York who rent, which is most of them, they're going to make out like bandits. They're going to make out like bandits. People that, I mean, content creators on YouTube, bloggers, all this other stuff. This is all new. This is all a new economy in a lot of ways. And I'm a part of it. I mean, anybody who does what I do is part of it. Some of us are a little more, you know, a little more successful than others. But for me, this is going to be a good year. And it was going to be a good year before this. It's going to be better. More and more Americans are working as freelancers today, contractors, sole proprietors. We need to develop new rules that allows for maximum simplicity and flexibility and opportunity. The pass-through deduction and doubled standard deduction are a good start, but more needs to be done to increase the portability of health insurance, retirement savings accounts, individual insurance plans. If we lived in a perfectly rational world, we might have seen abstract painters and Uber drivers rallying for the tax bill. But beyond this, however, it's the critical work of political persuasion. If we, you know, in a perfectly rational world, we would have seen these same people rallying outside Mitch McConnell's office during the tax reform debate, shouting and waving homemade signs, reading "Artists for Tax Reform" and "Pass Through Tax Cuts Now." But we live in a distinctly irrational world. Politics is as much about cultural affliction as it is about, cultural affiliation, as it is about economic self-interest. And even after accepting the math of their future tax savings, a lot of people I know remain skeptical. One called her personal good fortune a silver lining within a terrible monstrosity. I don't know why I know some of these people. Our task as believers in the free market is to demonstrate its results beyond a reasonable doubt. So I hope that beginning in February, with when W-2 withholdings change, and in April when freelancers file their first quarterly tax estimates, more Americans will recognize the value of lower income tax and that what the legislation truly means for their family finances. And if the bill can deliver a concrete, meaningful result next year, we might see an opening as sculptors and yoga teachers question their tribal loyalties and wonder if the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act wasn't so bad after all. Maybe, just maybe if we're lucky, we'll even convert a few to the cause. Weekend is coming up. Keep your eyes open. Back again on Monday. Please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Next week will be the week of the weaponized woman. Leading off on Monday with an economist and the week of the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. That'll be the way to go. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.